I'm Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane. Each week on this broadcast, I uncover little-known facts and forgotten memories from the hilltop. This week's program remembers Augie Marasco and Rose Bowl Lanes. If you grew up in Kane in the 1960s and 70s, odds are you spent some, if not many, wintry Saturday afternoons at Rose Bowl Lanes. When you walked in the door to escape the snow and the slush of Fraley Street, you found out right away who was in charge at the palatial establishment. Hundreds of pairs of boots, sneakers, and various other footwear lined the ample foyer that had once been a car showroom, and prominent signs blared out, "No shoes allowed." Many a first-time visitor to Rose Bowl Lanes who disregarded these simple instructions was immediately met by a deep, gravelly voice shouting, "Get those shoes off! Get those shoes off!" If it happened a second time, only God could save you from your embarrassment. Throngs of kids quickly learned the house rules. Upon entering with your group, you would give Augie a shout-out, "Hi, Aug," which would earn you and your friends the standard retort, "Hi, boys." Beginner bowlers who sometimes bounced their feeble offerings down the lane would hear his shouts, "Roll the ball! Roll the ball!" Augustine J. Marasco was one of Kane's most astute business minds. He always found an angle and some new way to turn a buck. In 1934, Augie purchased a machine, the first ever installed in the area to straighten auto frames and axles. According to a story in the Kane Republican, in 1935, at the age of 26, Augie became the youngest person to own a Chrysler Plymouth dealership. He next expanded his business to include a filling station located at the former site of the St. Elmo Hotel on the corner of Fraley and Haines Street. When car sales slumped in 1941 and 42 in the run-up to World War II, Augie started recapping tires, cutting safety glass, painting cars, and glazing them with a cellophane sealer. He even refinished refrigerators with the stuff. In those days, Augie could match the finish on your Frigidaire with your Chrysler. In 1943, Augie purchased the old Pennsylvania Railroad Roundhouse building near Wetmore Avenue. Built in the World War I years, Augie used the massive building for automobile storage. When the sagging structure was condemned in 1945, Augie salvaged the lumber, plank by plank, beam by beam, and sold the rest for kindling. According to the Kane Republican, car sales began improving again after World War II, but Augie's dealership, along with the neighboring O.T. Peterson building, burned to the ground in 1946, leaving only the service station building intact. Undaunted, Augie purchased the landmark building that would later become home to Rose Bowl Lanes in 1947. Originally built in 1910 by Denny and Bill Davis, the structure was originally a livery stable. Former owner A.J. McKenna added a new roof and built an addition on the rear of the building. This addition would become the showroom for the new Marasco Motors. At this time, Augie also added a taxi service that did a booming business on rainy days. At its peak, Marasco Motors employed 11 persons. Augie found a way to spend at least a little of his hard-earned money during this period, sailing to Nassau on his honeymoon in 1949 on the second ship Mauritania. He also spared little expense in building his new home on Biddle Street Extension, adding many fine details such as naturally tinted orchard stone quarried in New York for his fireplace. In 1958, Augie made the great leap to convert his huge garage to a modern 8-lane bowling alley. He chose to make his business a one-person operation in which he tended to his customers, rented shoes, repaired equipment, and gave bowling instructions. The new Rose Bowl Lanes had all the latest innovations, such as automatic pin setters and foot foul detectors. It also boasted easy access and ample parking, and it was an immediate hit with its weeknight bowling leagues and open bowling on weekends for kids. For his gala opening night, Augie brought in Wrong Foot Louie, a very popular professional bowler. Augie retired from business in 1978 when he sold his lanes to Kenneth Fulmer Jr. of Ridgeway. According to the Kane Republican, Augie wanted to devote his time to traveling and to gardening, his favorite hobby. He passed away in 1993 at the age of 84. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please send your story ideas and suggestions to citizenkanepa@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.